This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dan Cook, could you tell the audience who we are playing right here?
This would be the Foo Fighters, Chad.
Do we play the Foo Fighters every single day in the
every
2 o'clock hour?
Every single day at 2 o'clock. Yes, sir.
Why do we do that, Dan?
Because it's an amazing song.
Yeah, and they're an amazing band.
Absolutely.
But you know what the University of Minnesota is saying to the Foo Fighters?
Don't need
you. Who's our number?
Dead to us.
We don't need you. We're just going to walk away from millions of dollars over a simple policy. So on this one, I am 100% team Foo Fighters. The U of M, with vaccine mandates all over the place, but they don't have a vaccine mandate for Gopher football. So they decided to stay consistent, even though in their normal incompetent self, the University of Minnesota, they had already announced that the Foo Fighters were coming. Then they decided to do this thing, Dan, called reading the contract, where the Foo Fighters, like other acts, have said, we are saying if you want us, a vaccine mandate is in play. You're going to have to show that you're vaccinated. By the way, when that took place at the X, when our guy Harry Styles came to town, by all accounts, there was no problem whatsoever. So venues can alter things, Dan. They can change from act to act. They can stay consistent. So the U of M decided to stay consistent after they foolishly were a part of the announcement first, but then actually read the agreement and have now said no to the Foo Fighters. They should be ripped for their incompetence on this. Know what you're a part of before you're a part of the announcement. And oh, by the way, and it's outside. I got it. Let's break the news. Shocking. Huntington Bank is outside. We are much safer, not guaranteed, but much safer seeing an outside show. I've been to multiple shows the last few months where I was required to show my vaccination status. I have no problem with that. Would I personally, if the concert was today and it was outside at the Hunt, would I go to it? I would. And I am a little more cautious than others because of my son, my youngest son, and the fact he is immune compromised. But outside, I would go. The U of M, it's just, to quote my father, they could screw up a one-car funeral. They're just so brilliant at stepping on themselves. So this is an enormous chunk of change that the U of M is walking away from. Hopefully, we still get the Foo Fighters. But there's no guarantee because these venues are not always available. Got to check, see if the Twins, check and see if any of the Twins are playing next year. You know, we got the push for the new amphitheater in Minneapolis on the river. That's not going to be done yet. It's not going to be big enough. How about Allianz? They have not had a concert yet, have they?
I'm just going to ask that question, yeah.
I don't think so. Mm. That's a spectacular venue. The problem is it's a lot smaller than the Hunt. U.S. Bank, there's a better chance U.S. Bank is available. But, man, the sound quality.
Oof.
I mean, just no comparison. Mm-hmm. I've seen multiple shows at Huntington Bank. Sound quality was fabulous. Two pretty recognizable bands, Rolling Stones and U2. Let me put my shoulder back in socket. Mm. And Foo Fighters. I think the Foo Fighters probably can afford a nice setup, wouldn't you think?
My guess is their sound rig would be pretty good, yes.
Put in the policy. Make the accommodation for health, when, by the way, the U of M is always talking about. Get vaccinated. Wear your mask. But a ban, which could easily, whatever it would be, 45, you know, when you're blocking off the one end, the open end, the 40 to 45,000, you think the Foo Fighters would have any problem whatsoever getting 45,000 people to show up with their vaccination cards?
No, not at all.
Zero. And there's not a lot of bands who can pull that off. So just foolishness for the U of M. Another sad, sad day with the shooting at Oxford, in Oxford, Michigan, at Oxford High School. Three people, all believed to be students, killed in this shooting. Six others wounded, includes a teacher, suspect in custody. Footage just moments ago on multiple cable networks showing the paramedics bringing people out on gurneys. It's just another day in America, Dan. Just another day in America where a shooting takes place at a high school. And the details all matter. And very limited information. Three people, students. Who knows? 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. Their lives have ended. And we got to learn the details. But I know what we'll do is we'll have grief. We'll have sadness. And these families will never, ever be the same. And we'll talk about a lot of things. But nothing will change, right, Dan? Nothing will change.
No.
And again, the particulars matter. The particulars matter. And one does not mean the same, but there a lot of times is a correlation. So we'll feel awful for these families. We'll sit there and shake our heads about if it turns out mental health is a part of it, or gun availability, or lack of security. And maybe with that school, something will change. But for those families, it'll never be the same. But in a broader sense, will we change anything, Dan? Because you know the answer. It's no.
Of course not. Of course not. Adam has always said, and he's been spot on with this, if we aren't going to change anything when somebody walks into a room of kindergartners and mows them down, then nothing else that's going to happen is going to cause us to change anything. We're just
embarrassing.
Addicted to our guns in this country, and it doesn't matter what happens or how many people get hurt. You know, just don't come for our guns. Can I give you a
We're better at mental health, but we're still so far away.
Yeah, yep. For sure.
Jump in.
Before we go to break, can I give you a quick Twins nugget?
Yeah. Hold on a second. They have signed Max Scherzer has turned the Mets down. Yeah. He has signed 3 years, $150 million with the Twins.
No, it's not that, and it's not a huge nugget.
Carlos Correa has signed for $400 million.
No, it's not that. It's not that. Twins have claimed right-handed reliever Trevor McGill from the Cubs. That's not the huge nugget. Right? That's the interesting part of this is that to make room for him on the 40-man roster, they've outrighted Jake Cave, who's seen significant time over the last few years.
I'm devastated.
Off the 40-man roster.
I know I'm devastated. Nice guy, but he's played way too much of late. It was time to say goodbye to Jake. You think that's not quite as big as if they would have signed Scherzer?
I mean, it's not quite. Not quite the Scherzer or...
Close.
Or Carlos Correa type of deal. But they're running out of pitchers, by the way, that are free agents.
I know I'm stunned.
Well, I'm not stunned that the Twins, you know, haven't been more aggressive. I am stunned that as many teams are signing guys as they are, given the uncertainty surrounding the collective bargaining agreement that's expiring tomorrow.
No. Zero. This is my surprise. Zero.
Yeah.
Because they're addicted. They're addicted.
Especially in Texas, money. Apparently.
Yeah.
Woof.
Kim Potter case and Chris Cuomo when come back. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie. Presently, minority owners, soon to be the majority owners of the Timberwolves. Mark and Alex join the show in 10 minutes. The news today, Dan, from the Potter trial, we're at three jurors and Paul Ng in questioning, saying Officer Potter will testify and tell you what she remembered and happened. Saying this to jurors, so you will know, not just from the video, but from the officers at the scene and Officer Potter herself, what was occurring. Does not surprise me. Does it surprise you?
No. I mean, in a case like this, I think her testimony is going to be crucial for her defense, especially if they're, you know, going to say that it was completely an accident, then she has to get up there and say that. So.
Yeah, and obviously you had the Attorney General's office coming in on the first degree, and many attorneys, including our guy Joe Freeberg, who doesn't agree with that decision, said it was due to political pressure. Video is awfully compelling on her reaction and instantly stunned. And try to prove the first degree, I think, is going to be very difficult myself. But obviously, we will continue to provide extensive coverage on that story. This is far from the first time we've talked about Chris Cuomo and his involvement with his brother, Andrew Cuomo, then governor, facing significant accusations on multiple topics, but in particular when the former governor was facing accusations from a series of women on sexual harassment and abuse. More details coming out about the role Chris Cuomo was playing in contact with Melissa DeRosa, Andrew Cuomo's top aide, where it looks to be very clear, Dan, that Chris Cuomo was doing some of his own reporting, not for the story, not for CNN, but to aid his brother in helping his brother fight off accusations, which at this point look awfully truthful. CNN saying, we're going to take a look at some of the new information. I got it. He's his brother. And you're loyal to family members. But I'm sorry. When you have the job that Chris Cuomo has, you need to know that you can't go anywhere near your brother in a formal role. You cannot. So this idea that this wasn't formal, but he was coordinating with Andrew Cuomo and the staff on how to push back, and then Chris is doing reporting to try to refute allegations. Said it months ago. I'll say it again. Chris Cuomo should have been fired. This isn't complicated. Chris Cuomo, for sure. Also, journalism is quick to point out the ethical problems of other outlets, Fox News included, by the way, when he's right on that. But there's no defending this, Dan. I'm sorry. You have to say to your brother, I love you. I hope you're right, but I can't get involved at all. That's not what he did. He was involved day after day after day, including checking on other reports from fellow journalists and trying to tip off Andrew Cuomo. And CNN thinks they have a leg to stand on this story. They don't. He should be gone.
He should. And, you know, we talked about credibility in journalism with Brian Williams not too long ago. And this is just another example. In fact, it's probably a more egregious example than what Brian did of what you, why you have to have a certain level, that a certain line that you cannot cross in that industry.
And it's not close.
No, it's not at all.
Passed it a long, long time ago. All right, let's get to the break. We will be joined by Mark Valori and Alex Rodriguez from the Timberwolves when we come back on the Home of the Wolves, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 2:34. Chad Hartman back here on the Home of the Timberwolves, WCCO. Earlier this year, Glenn Taylor announced that he'd reached an agreement to sell a portion of the Timberwolves to Mark Valori and Alex Rodriguez. And a couple years after that, these two gentlemen would take over as the majority owners of the Timberwolves. And Mark and Alex are kind enough to join us together. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you coming on. Mark, I'll start with you, and then Alex, you jump in on the same question. What do you guys know about the Timberwolves itself, the team, its history, and the day-to-day operation today that you didn't know back in May when the sale was first announced?
Yeah, I could take that first, Chad. I think just the size of the opportunity here. I think we appreciated the fact that Minnesota, is a large and formidable state with a large population and very passionate fans. But I don't think, I personally realized how much upside is really here, and the opportunity to win, the opportunity to create incredible franchise value and build a world-class organization. I don't think I knew how big the opportunity really was prior to buying the team.
How about for you, Alex?
Yeah, thanks, Chad. And I was good friends with your father, Sid, a legend, and always treated me so well when I came to play the Twins. So, just wanted you to know that. But
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. As far as the franchise, I think for me, I knew a lot coming in to play as an opponent, but really, how passionate, how smart, how committed this fan base is, and really how thirsty they are to bring a big time winner, a consistent winner, and ultimately a world championship to Minneapolis. And I think for Mark and I, it's just been a great education process. I mean, what we're doing for the first 2.5 years is really supporting our ferocious leader in Glenn Taylor, who's him and Becky have been, marvelous partners. We look to get mentored from him. And at the same time, we have to do our job to educate ourselves, talk to as many people as we can, understand the market, understand the business. One thing that I think Mark and I have been pleasantly surprised is how strong the corporate market is with, many companies that are Fortune 100 and we look forward to be supportive to Glenn and to be an asset not only to the sports franchises, Lynx and Timberwolves, but also to the community.
Alex, how often are you and Mark communicating with Glenn, and how is that playing out?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're communicating. We're like two 10-year-old boys about ready to have a heart attack and all these close games, and we call each other. I FaceTime him. He FaceTime. I give him updates. That for some reason, we'll watch every game, but sometimes I may have a delay, and we're on the phone together, and it's quite funny. I think that's almost like a little bit of a reality TV if we had cameras on. But that's an exciting time. With Glenn, you know, we have our monthly meetings, and we're constantly in communication. You know, Ethan does a great job with Ryan running the franchise day to day. But, you know, this is Glenn Taylor's team. It will remain to be his team for the next few years. And Mark and I are just trying to be as supportive as possible and learn as much as possible. But Glenn's been available for us 24/7. It's been a delightful partnership so far.
Mark, expand on that yourself, too, your interaction with Glenn and just backing up some of the points Alex made, and also if anything's a little bit different on how often you communicate with Glenn.
No, I think Alex said it. I think Alex and I are both very values-oriented, and so is Glenn and Becky, so it makes the communication really nice. We both, you know, start from a place of trust, very open and transparent, and just, you know, lead with sort of kindness and empathy. And you know, that makes us all feel very comfortable working together. And we're, as Alex said, we're learning a ton, more and more each day as we just immerse ourselves into the team and running the organization.
Mark, I'll remind folks, Mark Loria and Alex Rodriguez are with us. The two soon to be majority owners of the team right now, minority owners, of course. This transaction took place with Glenn Taylor in May. Mark, it also feels pretty good when the team wins, right? I mean, it's not guaranteed, but it's been a nice stretch of late. As Alex pointed out, a lot of close games, but a lot of games ending up like last night when another close victory over the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, it feels great to win six out of the last seven games. And more importantly, it's not even so much about the winning itself as just the way they're playing. They're playing like a team. They're playing hard, great defense. Every possession, they're fighting, and that's just great to see. You can't ask for more than sort of going out, all out on every possession, and it's starting to show up now in the win column.
Alex, John Krasinski is a very good friend, and John's a great writer for The Athletic, and I would encourage people to follow John on a regular basis. And I thought he had a tremendous feature on you and why Minnesota – stood out to you, including going back to family ties. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I've been going to Minnesota for, I guess, 25 years now, and it's always been a place that I've respected tremendously. The fan base has always been, you know, well, passionate, respectful. And, you know, it's a very, very special place to me for a personal reason. You know, my father left my mother and my two siblings when I was 10. And 14 years later, in almost the year 2000, was the only four games he ever saw me play as a professional. And those games were the Minnesota Metrodome. And I picked that place on purpose with my ex-wife, Cynthia. I was quoted all over his piece. And it was a very emotional, very nervous, exciting, angry to a degree, and it was four of the best games I played in my career, simply because I wanted to show my father, you know, kind of, here's what you missed out on. And it was and in many ways it brought closure to my life, and is what's inspired me to, you know, try to go out and be the best father I can, a present father to my two daughters. So it's a very emotional place, a place that I respect dearly. And you know, going back to Glenn and Becky, part of the reason that I think Mark and I kind of fell in love with the opportunity and it came together so quickly is you couldn't find two people that could represent the state of Minnesota as well and as passionately as Becky and Glenn. And that was something that kind of spoke to both of us.
Mark Loria, Alex Rodriguez with us from the Timberwolves. Mark, I'll start with you on this one. You know, this was my life for a long time. I called games for the Wolves for 16 years, still kindness of my heart towards the organization. It's really the one team I still care about here in town. And I know from still knowing the league so well, the revenue challenges that this organization faces because of the arena. You know, the arena has worked for a while, but it's one of the oldest arenas in the league that – the renovations were worth it, but in the end, if you're going to match up in revenue for a fan experience to match up with the other teams and arenas in this town, you're eventually going to have to get a new arena. How soon do you think that is, and what is the path to get a new arena for this team?
Yeah, I think right now, Alex and I, working with Ethan, Ryan, and Glenn and Becky, are sort of doing the foundational work. So figuring out, first of all, you know, I call it VCP, Vision Capital People, and Alex and I started a fund based on this. But it's, what is the vision? Where do we want to be in 10 to 15 years down the road? What's the strategy for getting there? Let's get it down on paper. Let's build the org structure around that to support it. Let's go out and find the very best people in the world to fill those spots. And I can tell you, we've got very ambitious goals, and we're just in the process of getting that all down on paper. As well as building the culture of the organization, like nailing down the mission, the values, the traits and characteristics we look for in people we admire that are part of the team, so that we can go out and hire the right people and get the very best out of them. And so this, we're putting in hundreds of hours, literally, on this VCP framework. And once we complete it and everyone's on board, it's communicated through the organization, we'll communicate it more broadly to the fans.
Alex, on the arena front, is it a tough one to answer? Because the reality is, at some point, and Mark laid it out, it's a global piece, but it's also an essential piece that this team is going to need a new arena. But when you talk about that, whether it's fair or not, people then worry that the team is going to leave.
Well, I think, you know, look, it's really important to underscore that this is Glenn and Becky's team, and they're sole decision makers, you know, for the next several years. Mark and I, again, our job is to be as supportive to our leader as possible. We're thrilled with the opportunity and humbled by the opportunity. I think when you think about VCP, the vision, the capital people, Mark and I, when you think about 15, 20, 30 years, we have a very large vision, a very clear vision. We're going to deploy tremendous resources to that. And our job is to bring the greatest people in the world, not just domestically, but from around the world, to come join this great organization. And I think when we think about this investment, I think that vision, I think, includes, hopefully, a beautiful building. It includes the best people and includes, you know, a world championship. And that's how we're thinking about it long term. How long, all the details, I think those things will play themselves out. But at this point, it's not our job to make those decisions. It's our job to get as educated as possible.
Mark, let's talk about where the team is at regarding the executive side on the basketball side. The organization, and again, as you two have pointed out, and you're right, that Glenn Taylor right now has final say, but clearly the two of you were consulted when the decision was made to fire Gerson Rosas. Sachin Gupta has taken over. He's been a part of the league for a long time. He's the president of basketball operations. Do you believe the organization has to affirm that he is the guy in any sort of permanent way? Can you update us on any part of this interview process? And do you see anything changing in this area while the season is taking place?
Yeah, again, I'll just echo what Alex said. You know, right now, Glenn and Becky are still the ones to sort of make these decisions. We're in the process of learning, spending a lot of time getting to know the executives, including Sachin. And Sachin certainly aligns really well with the values that we hope to instill when it's our opportunity to do so. He's smart. He's experienced, like you said, and just really, really enjoying getting to know him and sort of learning a ton at the moment.
Alex, how often have the players on the team reached out to you on a player-to-player basis, or has that part been overplayed a little bit, do you believe?
No, not at all. I think it's been underplayed, to tell you the truth. You know, this is something that, Mark and I kind of kept talking to me about the process, and I didn't quite see it like Mark, but he kept saying, like, look, these our young athletes are going to find a great benefit from, you know, talking with your experiences, learning from your mistakes, learning from the lessons, learning from, you know, how to be a world champion. And I think from Mark's point of view, they get to be, you know, with one of the world's greatest entrepreneurs, someone who's done it at the highest level. So I think both Mark and I provide similar things, but yet differently. And I think the beneficiary of that is our roster. So I've had, you know, more than a handful of players reach out to have, you know, one-on-one meetings and, you know, to commend them and the players, not only in our team, but all around the NBA and sports. These young men want a great, you know, a better life. They want to create generational wealth. They want to have a ripple effect in their families and their communities. And a lot of them are interested in making the world a better place, not just getting richer. So there's a lot of missionary great players out there, not mercenaries. And I look forward to sharing not only in my highs, but sometimes the greatest lessons I can talk about is, you know, some of my great lows and lessons learned.
Last couple minutes, we'll let Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez go, both kind enough to join us. The minority owners with the Wolves, soon to be the full-time owners of the team. Mark, the two of you obviously have been very successful. I have heard some talk from people saying that you may be looking to bring in another high-profile investor. Do you guys need to do that when eventually you take over for Glenn? Or are you good enough where you're at right now on the financial side?
Yeah, the plan is, and always has been from the beginning, is just Alex and I. So that we have no plans to bring in other partners at this time.
Mark, tell me about Tolosa. I've read about this a number of times. It is a remarkably ambitious project where you're talking about 50,000 residents living in an area in the desert where the first phase would cost $25 billion and the total cost surpassing $400 billion. How much of that is dominating what you do on a regular basis? And what else can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to live there. I'm going to live there.
that's a multi-decade sort of project. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. We talked about 50,000 people by 2030 and then 5 million not until 2050. But it really is more than building a city. It's really testing a new model for society that's more equitable and more sustainable. And it would take me a while to get into that, but I'm happy to do it on another call one day.
Let's set that up because I would love to learn more about it. Alex, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Hall of Fame. You are up for eligibility for the first time. Listen, columns are written about you thousands of times. You know that better than anybody. Simply put, do you think you belong in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
I certainly hope so. I do. But look, that's not my decision. I put both my best foot forward and my worst foot forward. And regardless of what comes out, I pray and hope that one day my daughters and my mother get to see me walk into the Hall of Fame. I'm over the moon privileged that I'm in the ballot. I've worked a lifetime for it. But, you know, you got to understand, I'm also a young man that, you know, grew up here in Miami. My father left when I was 10. Drafted number one at 17, was fortunate enough to make $1 million at 17, and you know, then entered this world much like Kevin Garnett and others, you know, Kobe and LeBron. And boy, I wish, Chad, I knew now. I knew then what I know now, and some things would have been differently. But at the end of the day, I'm proud of my time as a Major League Baseball player. And regardless what happens, I think the opportunity that God has given me today is far greater than any Hall of Fame, is to go out and be a Hall of Fame father, to be a Hall of Fame friend, and hopefully bring a world championship to Minnesota.
What is the one thing, if you could go back and change it with your career, that you would change and would put you in a better position to make the Hall?
I just think I don't think it's one thing, Chad. I think is what Mark, you know, preaches all the time, and the VCP is the P part, is you got to surround yourself with the best people in the world, and you're an average of the five people you surround yourself with. So when I talk to young people, I really talk about you know, spend a long time before you start hanging out with people, and the people that you surround yourself with is the single most important thing you can do, especially as a young player, as a young entrepreneur. People. That would be the thing that I would change.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on for an extended visit. Greatly enjoyed it and look forward to doing it once again. And best of luck to the Wolves. Continue their winning ways, just coming up with the Wizards tomorrow night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chad.
Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez from the Timberwolves. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. We're back in moments. You can follow us on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO, and what's his face, at AC830.
Who?
I know, and he's going to come crawling back, and we're going to accept him.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Well, maybe we won't.
No, we will.
Yeah, I know.
We always do.
Well, maybe
we always do.
Maybe we should just call him Chad a lot tomorrow, like Angie Craig did today.
I've got that if you want to hear it.
No, that's okay.
Come on. Let's rub it in. Let's go.
Here's another reason to like Mark Lowry, at least for me. He doesn't bow down to societal pressure. You know what he thinks of coffee? Disgusting. He's never had a sip, he told Marnie.
Of course you're going to go there.
Didn't like the smell. Doesn't like it. Doesn't drink any coffee. Because of that, he can move the team wherever he wants. No, he cannot do that. But thank you, Mark.
How can you not like the smell of coffee? Even you like the smell of coffee.
No, I don't. It's disgusting.
It's fantastic.
It's gross and disgusting. Tolosa will not have any coffee. No coffee in Tolosa. You willing to move out in the middle of the desert?
Not if there's not going to be coffee there.
See ya, sucker. You're out. I'm with the no coffee zone. I think we're done. Jordana is next. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the afternoon. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.